At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, man, lots going on today with our Falcons, and we'll continue to talk about the latest injury to Caleb McGarry. Again, suffers an injury at practice. It was a leg injury, lower leg, carted off, and we are waiting to hear, hopefully before we get off today, Mike, anything that we can report in regard to that. I know a lot of Falcon fans are hitting me up, Mike. I don't know about you asking, all right, Dukes, how soon before we make a move? Remember, final preseason game, cut down day is next week. You still have time, okay, to go acquire another. If you want to do this, and we don't know where their mindset is, we're assuming they're going to do this because, again, Storm Norton's out 6 to 8 weeks. But you still have time to go do that once cut down day happens, and then, Mike, adjust your roster accordingly. And, again, this move may not be the end all, guys. You're going to do something that helps you right now, and then maybe, Mike, you say, hey, this guy's around for the next, you know, 6, 8 weeks, whatever it might be, until you realize where you want to go with this. But I just feel like there's time. So I, as much as I'm panicked like Mike, I know that they are still in position to do something before the start of the season.
Right. It's just, it's not exactly going to be A-list talent if it's, a tackle that's being cut. Because, again, unless it's a salary concern where a young rookie or a younger player has come in and taken a job from a guy that's earning a lot of loot, that sometimes happens too. And then, you can maybe find some quality. Wouldn't be the first time. But we got to wait. Got to wait till the cut date, as Carl said. It is just scary because for those guys you don't remember, and you don't really worry about him because he's plugged in pretty well. Storm Norton started a game last year, 3 games the year before. He's the swing. He can play both left and right tackle. And he also is a journeyman who kind of got a second wind with the Falcons. So, look, if Elijah Wilkinson can plug in, as Carl said, it's not an impossibility. We talked about Parker. He is a huge dude.
Brendan Parker.
But he just doesn't look like, he's got the footwork or the technique. And every time we watched him with the second team, he was getting leveraged and thrown all around like a rag doll for a guy who's 6'8". It's noticeable.
Yeah, and a guy that big shouldn't be getting pushed around.
Right.
That's the thing. I mean, you're going to leverage and move a guy, but, get out of the way.
Right, you look at that guy. Hey, look, that's Michael Orr, Jonathan Ogden here. Who's that guy? Unfortunately, it's kind of like, remember Ray Edwards was here. Looked like Tarzan. Didn't play that way.
Yeah.
So we'll see where it goes. But, fingers crossed that we get some good news regarding Caleb McGarry, because any team losing a starting tackle at this day and age, we said, the last one that I can remember that was significant was the Eagles losing I think it was Justin Peters, and they went all the way to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, amazing. All right, and again, as much as we are like, we're going to be all right. But they are going to have to, I do think, make some adjustments. Real quick, while we're talking about the Falcons, and it's funny because Mike and I were going to talk about this regardless before this happened today, but I do think this puts a little bit more pressure on Raheem from the standpoint, and you may say the front office. Well, yeah, but Raheem's got to sign off on it. It's not as if things are going to be done and he's going to be like, yeah, we'll take a chance on a guy that, he doesn't have any confidence in. But, Mike, where does he need to improve as we start this evaluation process for Raheem Morris? Guys, we're heading into the third preseason game. We know a lot of our starters aren't playing. That's fine. You really want to get through this third week and not get anybody injured, okay, that is going to play a role in your team. And then, as we said, get your roster set and let's head to week one. But we're going to be evaluating him all season long. And the reason is simple, because there were times last year that we thought he could have been better and that maybe he cost us games. Now, maybe you don't want to put it all on him as we get pushback from some guys, Mike, that follow us and, oh, well, it wasn't just his fault. But the coaching and time management and timeout decisions, there were instances last season that hurt us. And so, Mike, the team may be good, but it doesn't mean that the coaching will be better.
Well, you know my beef. And, you know, we argued, and you know, he was mad at me for asking those questions. And his own boss brought it up this offseason about better clock management. So, you know, I'm just a dude talking jive on the radio. It's the guy who signs his checks.
You want to talk jive?
I'll talk some jive. I just thought Raheem blew it in the Commanders game. And his logic and it didn't cut it for me, and I think a lot of other people around the league agreed. I didn't like the lack of consistency last year, and when we go for it, when we don't.
What do you prefer? You want to do it all the time.
But if you're going to do that, if you're going to be Riverboat Ron, remember Ron Rivera? Mm. If that's your culture, then your offensive linemen are geared up and they're ready to go, and they know the coach has got confidence in them to get that yard. Then let's go get it. And then all of a sudden, halfway through the season, he stopped doing that. The Minnesota game. Guys, go back. If you don't want, you can read the play-by-play of the game on ESPN. We're on the right side of the 50, and he punts, and they take it right down the field on us. So all of a sudden, your posture of being aggressive, now you're not doing that anymore. So if you're going to be inconsistent, I don't like that either. So those are my two beefs about his decision-making.
Here's a hypothetical, because we live in that world right now because the season hasn't started. But I got to ask you, hypothetically speaking, if the Falcons miss the playoffs, Raheem Morris still returns for a third season because of what? I would tell you there's only one scenario, because that's inexcusable, especially after you should have won the division last year, mm-hmm. and you turn right back around, the team is perceived to be better, and we don't get there. The only way that happens, hypothetically, if the Falcons miss the playoffs and he returns for a third season is catastrophic injuries. That's it. That's the only way.
Right. Now, Arthur Blank, the last thing Arthur wants to have to do is rip the Band-Aid off. Again, whatever happens this season, if there's injuries, if we don't make the playoffs, then you got to start the whole process all over again.
It sucks.
And then the general manager, a new one comes in, a general manager who didn't hire Raheem Morris, and Raheem Morris is dead man walking on thin ice next year. Again, we're getting way down the road.
This is
what happens in the league.
Yeah, and Mike, here's the part about this. We're not projecting, we're not telling this is going to happen. What we need and what we want from Ron, we're going to talk to him every Wednesday, by the way. If you're new to the show, hi, Dukes and Bell. We're up there every week talking to coach after every game, getting the real for you. We'll have player guests as well. Mm. Nobody brings you the coverage like we do. But the fact of the matter is, this evaluation process, look, we've gone from like the pom-poms, right? And, oh, this feels good, and Ron's back, and we all like him, and we do. And I think he's really good. But the real evaluation now is, Mike, your team is perceived to be better. You have to be better.
Pressure.
That's it. That's it.
So, you know, this one, we talked about McGarry. That's a big injury. We'll see how that gets addressed. We certainly have better confidence in Jeff Ulbrich than we had about Jimmy Lake. You know, I talked about it. I was not sold on Ulbrich, but what I'm seeing from camp and the way they're using, you know, the versatility of some of the athletes. Now, we can't discuss Jalen Walker because he's been limited. We found out that apparently Troy Anderson is not going to be cut. They're maybe going to, if he starts.
That's crazy.
If he's on IR to start the season, then he's gone for the first 4 weeks of the year. That's NFL rule. Same thing goes for Darnell Mooney. Hopefully he is ready to go. Haven't heard much about Mooney either. Report yesterday or day before was he was in street clothes, but we'll stay tuned on that one. But if this team, you know, is over 500 and doesn't make the playoffs, would you retain the general manager? I don't know. It's just Carl says, the set of circumstances and the coaching staff. We've built a team this year. I think the defense has finally been ramped up and amped up, and we're excited. The offensive line, we had a lot of confidence in until one-fifth of it goes down. Now and you just don't replace guys like that.
Yeah, you just don't.
You had a good swing man who started games for you in Storm Norton, and then we find out today that he's got 6 to 8 weeks. That's why we were asking about him. See, guys, when you guys go, man, you and Carl are crying a lot. Well, this matters, okay? When I told you, and you and I were talking about this in Hooters a few weeks ago, where's Storm Norton? You guys are, what do you care about that? Because it freaking matters. Because he is the backup tackle. And now we're talking about guys, it's not their position. by nature. Yeah. So that's the concern.
Well, and look, you're always, to quote and be cliche-ish, you're always a play away, right? I mean, Storm Norton has always been, over the last couple of seasons, just a play away from McGarry getting injured and going over to sidelines for a series or two or whatever it might be. But now you're further away from that. Who's your play away? Like that's what we're telling you. And Mike, you know, again, to hear Rod talk about James Pierce Jr. being done for the preseason, I will raise my hand and tell you guys, I've seen enough of James. I'm okay.
Right.
I think he's going to be ready for the season, and he's one of these guys that you can just put to the side for me. There are other guys, Jalen Walker, who I haven't seen enough of that will not play on Friday, but I don't even know if it matters because, Mike, he's not been healthy. So what kind of Jalen Walker are you going to get? So they're going to put him on ice. They're going to wait, give him a couple of weeks, Mike, to get right, and hopefully he's ready week one, and he comes out full go, and he's 100%. That's how I'm looking at the Jalen Walker situation. So my evaluation of Jalen Walker really doesn't start till week one with Tampa because we haven't seen him. But there are guys, man, put to the side. Drake London, put him to the side. Bijan, put him to the side. I've seen enough. We're good. But there are other guys who just kind of shake your head, and you go, all right, well, I'm not sure about that. And those guys are mainly on the offensive line.
That is a concern. So all of a sudden, a group that we're very excited about, you know, the run blocking, all the things we want to do with Bijan, the imaginative stuff we want to see from Zach Robinson, you know, Michael Penix Jr. You know, again, I'm debating with an ex-NFL player if the right tackle is the blind side. He's left-handed, okay? Yes, he does drop back. He scans the field. But they made a movie over it, sir. That's a phrase that's existed for over 100 years in football. But either way, the right side for a left-handed quarterback, I think we can all agree, it's important. So now we see how they do it. Now, you could, as we said, if you keep one of the tight ends back to help out when you're going up against some physicality. But again, if you're going up against an elite defense that has a bunch of guys, now you got trouble.
Yeah.
So, yes, we know we got to Charlie Warner and some of these other guys can certainly help out in that role. And we know that even Bijan can chip a guy. But, you know, you just don't want Michael Penix dropping back. Look out! You know, coming off his right side.
All right, where are you guys on this, and how are you feeling? And by the way, has it changed anything? Some guys are freaking out. Mike, you're freaking me out.
Well, I ain't going to lie to you. Now, you want me to lie? I mean, I can do that. There's stations of cover teams in this town. Everything's great. Really, you know, great challenge now for the depth chart. See what the executives of the front office can do to bring in the next man up. You know, Carl, you've got to have that next man up attitude. I've seen the next man up. They're not very good. Have you watched the second team offensive line? Did you watch? I tried to get through the first half of that Titans game. Wasn't very good. That's the concern. So, yes, I am alarmed. I am freaked out.
Well, you're freaking other people out. I mean, these guys are like, Dukes, he's freaking me out. I'm like, what do you want me to do?
I am freaked out because it's something to freak out over. There's things that you shouldn't freak out over.
Chill. Tell your girl to chill.
Chill. Be cool.
Tell her to chill.
What are we going
to
be? Like Fonzie. What's Fonzie? He's cool.
Where's the real pretty s*** now, man?
Yes. Yes. That's
no, I'm not going.
That's where
I'm not going to aliens. Game over, man.
Game over, man.
That's where you are.
Game over.
No.
When you heard this news, when you came in at 2 o'clock, you were like, what?
Yeah, I mean, because it's bad. If Storm Norton was okay, I wouldn't be this freaked out. But the two best guys that can plug in a tackle can't play right now for the Falcons.
Dukes and Bell hot take tweet. Mike Bell says seasons are done.
I'd never say that. But some of the offensive things we want to do will be cooked if we don't get some prime real estate. I mean, a big heirs and about 6'5", about 330 that can play the right side. That's
all
what
right.
We need.
The one thing I do need answered, and Rob, I know you're listening. Tell me what is the deal with this Troy Anderson. How can you even say you won't rule him out for week one and he's not practiced? I don't get this. So that's the one thing, Mike. I mean, beyond the injuries, like, right. We'll figure that out.
I've never seen Troy play this summer.
This is unbelievable. Like, that part of it, I don't understand. Either way, we'll continue to talk about this with you guys. 404-726-0929. Great text, tweets coming in.
Hey, Jalen did practice today.
Jalen Walker.
Yeah, did practice today.
Yes, but he will not play in the preseason game on Friday.
Right.
So here's the deal. And the reason why you say, well, is that a big deal? He didn't play in the last preseason game. So if he's practicing and you really want to get him more reps, you would do what? Play him Friday. But you're not going to.
Yeah, I think you're worried about, as Carl says, apparently they have two syllables in groin.
Groin.
So he's not going to go, but he did practice today for what it's worth. You've been worried about Coup from our man Mark Ramondi from ESPN.com. Coup, 4-for-4. Lenny Krieg from Germany, 2-for-4. Krieg will kick Friday. I presume Coup will be your starting kicker.
Yeah.
And you mentioned with that international rule, they can kind of stash Krieg.
And that doesn't surprise me. Coup got his one game. They gave Krieg the first one. They gave Coup the second. And then now he'll chill. All right, guys. We got a lot more to get to.
MRI, by the way, they said they'll give an update at an appropriate time. So we'll wait on that.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. I mean, I know these people up there, Mike.
Right.
They're not really.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Releasing this anytime soon. Seriously, and look, there is a protocol. I'm joking about this, but if it is serious, they want to have a plan in place, and they want to make sure before they put it out there that they know where they're going with this. Look, they could easily find out, Mike. They may already know, but we are waiting to hear official word because there's a lot of speculation going on right now. And please be careful with that. There's a lot of people out there right. running around saying it's this, that, and the other. We don't want to jump the gun. We never do on this show, and that's just not how we operate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.